welcome to Covenant Life Ministries. In this time together, it's our purpose to help you understand God's covenants, help you understand your position and place and privilege and authority in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our desire is to help you become a more powerful witness for His kingdom and enhanced in your ability to pray and more knowledgeable in the things of Almighty God. So I'm Roy Beard, the founder and president of Covenant Life Ministries. Thank you for joining us.
I'm excited. It's Christmas Eve Eve. December the 23rd. I have a question I want to ask. How do we know when it's Christmas? How do we know when it's Christmas? Luke chapter 2, verse 1 said, "Now in those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census should be taken of all the inhabited earth." This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today, here in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." I can only imagine what that was like. For many people, there is no more exciting time than Christmas. I've often observed the visible changes in attitudes and activities that usually begins about the first week of December every year. Some of those changes are simply a facade. They're not real. But most people begin to speak and to act in a Christmassy manner. Now, there's arguments that are advanced as to when Christmas really is that very often confuse many impressionable hearts. It's not easy for the earnest inquirer to determine exactly when it's Christmas, at least not chronologically. So that gives rise to my question, how do we know when it's Christmas? How do you and I actually know when it's Christmas? Can we use the calendar to determine Christmas and make it definitive? Now, the calendar tells us that December the 25th is Christmas, and very often it's printed in red, and that's the day that we set aside to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Annually, most of us reserve a place in our hearts for that day. It's Christmas. But I have to ask, is December the 25th Christmas? Is that when it really is Christmas? Now, I'm not trying to split hairs or be contentious, but does an arbitrary date on a calendar make it Christmas? Somehow, in my mind, in my heart, that date alone seems to fall short of truly identifying when or even what Christmas really is. Can we use government edicts? I mean, the government has made December the 25th a legal holiday in observance of Christmas. It's surprising that we still have that with a politically correct world and the separation of church and state demands, but we do. There are various amounts of time given to workers and schools to observe Christmas holidays. Stores tend to close their doors and various festivities take place to remind us that it's Christmas. But again, I have to ask, is that alone sufficient to tell us when it's truly Christmas? Is free time, parties, parades, festivities, the exchanging of gifts a valid indicator to tell us when Christmas is really here? Somehow, in my mind, that doesn't completely satisfy. Can we use commercialism? Is the business world even, because we even see before Thanksgiving, we begin to see evidence of Christmas as the stores begin to decorate their facilities for Christmas and put Christmas items on display. And every day we're reminded of how many shopping days there are until Christmas. All of that's designed to get our money, of course, but it also is designed to help us calculate exactly how long it is until it's Christmas. But I have to ask again, are the decorations, the advertising, the sales, the promotions, and things like that a true indicator of when it's really Christmas? Could not all that simply be a manipulation and done in a way that would happen in the springtime of the year and fool us? If that's all we have, the commercialism? Do we allow people to determine when it's Christmas? As we enter into the final month of the calendar year, we're greeted more and more by people saying Merry Christmas. And even in the face of the ban of political correctness, I hear it every day. And if it's not Merry Christmas, they say season's greeting and or something like that that identifies that this holiday is rapidly approaching. But again, I have to ask, is that our guide? Couldn't they deceive us by greeting us in July, October, or February? Does a simple Christmas greeting or a simple platitude truly make it Christmas? Well, how about religion? Do we follow the arguments, the schisms, the divisions of the various sectors of religion to determine when it's Christmas? Much of the religious world argues and splits hairs and theorizes and criticizes and calculates to the point that they take away the true meaning and the purpose of Christmas. But again, I have to ask, is that our guide? Couldn't they deceive us? I mean, is that really when it's Christmas? If they all agree to the date and time and the place, would that truly make it Christmas? Is man's agreement all that it takes to make it Christmas? Well, the problem, after all of that, we still don't have a definitive answer to the initial Christmas. How do we know when it's Christmas? How do we know when it's Christmas? See, I believe that in order for us to truly know when it's Christmas, we have to know what Christmas is. We have to know why Christmas is. We have to come to know from heaven's point of view something about the season and the reason. So, what is Christmas? Is Christmas just another holiday? Is Christmas a time for the hassle and even the pleasure of giving and receiving? Is Christmas simply a time of profit, merchandising, family gatherings, religious services, and that? What is Christmas? What is Christmas? Now, that's a penetrating question for me, and it's one that the Lord asked me a number of years ago for me to give him my definition of what Christmas was. Christmas is an expression of God's love. See, we always have to focus on God's gift, and that's Jesus Christ. Jesus is the expression of the Father's love for mankind. Without that gift, the virgin birth of the Son of Almighty God, mankind, you and me, would be eternally lost and doomed to an eternity separated from God. The gift, Jesus, is the focus of Christmas, not the gifts we give, but the gift that God has given. We have to focus on the motive of Christmas. God's motive is incredibly clear in his word. It was to save man from sin. It was to unite man with God. It was to break the power of darkness and set us free. That's what Christmas is. Christmas is giving. God gave first and gave the gift that could never be matched. We could never match the gift that God gave. And it's out of that gift, the gift of his grace, the gift of his love, the gift of his mercy, that you and I are able to give. We're able to give ourselves both to God and to others. We couldn't give ourselves to others, and we couldn't give ourselves to God were the door not open through Jesus Christ for us to enter into that relationship with Him and have His love shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit. We give gifts, not just token presents out of necessity, but gifts to help and love and out of concern and compassion and consideration and friendship. If we're truly giving out of duty, then the gift's an attempt to earn something, not a gift. True giving is not rooted in the expectation of a return in kind, but because of the experience of the heart. It's not a reciprocal thing. I give to you because I want you to give to me. It's out of love. It's out of genuine and sincere interest, and it's love. Christmas is loving. 1 Corinthians 13 makes it clear what Christmas is. It's love. Love doesn't make harsh or hasty demands, but it's patient, it's kind, it's gentle, it's long-suffering. Love seeks and asks for no personal reward. Its focus and its interest are on the object that it's directing itself to. That's loving as God loves. That's the agape of God. Love always cares. Love acts according to the ability and authority and power. Love doesn't falter. It doesn't fail. It doesn't wane. It doesn't grow cold. It's continual. It's faithful. True love. God is love, and the very center and foundation of Christmas is that love. It's the agape of God. And Christmas is living. It's living as a result of an experience with God. It's combining loving and giving from a heart in which Jesus Christ, of the Christ of Christmas, resides in our heart. It's living in such a fashion and such a manner as to demonstrate the love of God to other people. It's living in a way as to point to Jesus as the Messiah with the power to change and transform our lives. It's living in such a fashion as to prove that Christianity works. Hallelujah. So that's what Christmas is. But why do we have Christmas? Knowing what's vital. But it's incomplete without why. The why of Christmas, from God's point of view, is to give hope to mankind. It's the hope. It's the hope of access to God because Jesus was born. Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the door. Nobody can enter into the Father. Nobody can get to the Father but through me." It's the hope of heaven. It's the hope of the surety of God's promises and salvation. Without that miraculous event, the birth of Jesus, without Christmas, we'd have no basis for hope. But why? Why is to save us? Why is redemption? Why is eternity with God? It's a union with God. So that brings us to the answer to the question, when is it Christmas? Now, it's Christmas from a legal and a commercial point of view, political, social, and religious point of view, on December the 25th, every year. From a spiritual standpoint, it's Christmas when the spirit of Christian love prevails, and permeates the heart. In truth, Christmas is Christ in us. Christmas is Christ through us. Christmas is us in Christ. See, it was Christmas when Peter and John came to the Gate Beautiful and the lame man was there and was healed. Peter said, "I don't have any silver and gold, but what I have, I can give you." It was Christmas when the woman at the well came to Jesus and received the living water. When is it Christmas? It's Christmas when the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts and manifested and demonstrated to those around us. It's Christmas 365 days a year if we allow the Christ of Christmas to live in us and manifest Himself to the world. When is it Christmas? It can be, and it should be, every day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of the greatest times that I've experienced weren't on Christmas Day or even in December, but it was when the spirit of Christmas, the spirit of Christ's love, rose up in my heart and I found somebody that had a need that I could meet. God had given me the ability to meet that need. Didn't matter what it was like, whether it was finances or whether it was simply just being an understanding ear and a willing heart to listen to them. Or whether it was that I could help them mow their grass or help them do repairs on their house or help them by giving them a ride somewhere. Oh, that was Christmas to me. When is it Christmas? Well, it can be and it should be today. When I think back to the shepherds in the field on that eventful night when the angelic host began to appear in the sky. And I can only imagine what they thought. I can only imagine how their hearts were stirred when they were motivated to go into Bethlehem and they found the baby in that manger, and knowing the declaration of the heavenly host that this was the Son of Almighty God. This was the Messiah they had been longing for. This was the hope of Israel. I can only imagine, but having experienced him as my personal Savior, I know what it's like to experience Christmas year-round. And I urge you to pause for just a moment in all of your planning and all of your preparing and all of your celebration and all of your hustle and bustle as you prepare for Christmas celebration with family, friends, or whatever, and consider what Christmas really is. Consider why Christmas really is. And realize that you carry Christmas with you in your heart because the love of God's been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit, and greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. You have Christmas in your own heart. And I ask you that in the next few days before the official date for celebrating Christmas transpires, that you'll stop just for a moment and think about what Christmas really means and what it really is. And you'll realize that it's not a day on the calendar, that it's not a government holiday. It's not commercialism and sales and promotion. It's not people giving you Christmas greeting. It's not even about what the religion says. It's Christmas because it's an expression of the love of Almighty God. It's that incredible gift that was given by the Father to mankind, that you and I could be set free from sin. Christmas is giving. Oh, I'm not talking about just the presents that we give. That can be part of it. But Christmas is about giving ourselves. Giving ourselves to God. Giving ourselves to others. Giving ourselves for the kingdom of God. Christmas is not the token things. True giving isn't rooted in expectation of a reciprocal return. Christmas is about loving. It's about 1 Corinthians 13 being the rule and the norm in our hearts and our lives. Christmas is about always caring. It's about meeting needs. It's about demonstrating the nature and the character of Christ. It's about the agape of God. And Christmas is living. Living in such a way that people know and read you and they see Jesus in you, and you demonstrate the love, the mercy, the character, the grace, and the peace of God. It's living in a fashion that proves that Christianity works. Christmas was to give hope to mankind, the hope to access to God, hope of heaven, hope of the surety of the promises of God. Jesus said, "Fear not, little flock. It's my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it weren't so, I would have told you. I'm going to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself." So it's Christmas, in truth, when Christ is manifest in us. When Christmas is manifest through us. When Christ is manifest through us. When we are in Christ and our lives are manifestations of Him. It's Christmas when the love of God is shed abroad and we're able to reach out to others. Oh, it's Christmas. I want to read you, before I conclude, a poem that I actually wrote last year, and I shared it, but I'll share it again. If I could give you Christmas. Each year, as the Christmas season begins, there's a longing in my heart. I watch the decorations being displayed and the preparations start. I hear the commercials on the TV and that seek to entice both you and me. More and more of their wares to desire, so cleverly crafted, the ads ignite desire's fire. I watch the condition of my fellow man, the emptiness of the soul, needing something that can never be bought with this world's gold. I realize afresh and anew the need that perfect Christmas gift to give, the gift alone by which man can live. I ponder in my heart and long to find the answer that will bring to man peace of mind. In our politically correct world today, it's no longer correct to say Merry Christmas, for the edict of separation of church and state, they tell us, does the Constitution violate. As a result, that is what we are prized, but by those who would steal from us freedom's prize. If I could give you Christmas, money to you I would not bring, nor gifts of material things. God's words reveals a truth never discovered in those driven by greed, the warning from the Bible they fail to heed. A man's life does not consist of the things he does possess, nor in the trinkets, gadgets, and things we cling to and caress. If I could give you Christmas, I would bring to you peace of mind, the ability to desire to be loving and kind. What I would bring could not be snuggled under your trees. It can only be found in your heart on your knees. I would bring you the Christ of Christmas on this day and remind you of the price He did pay. I would cause you to see your fellow man not by the color of his skin, but as descendants of Adam, each your earthly kin. I would cause you to recognize the destruction of hatred and strife and refuse to allow them to steal peace from your life. I would cause you to see in the river of life flowing from within and lead you to the cross where you could be free from all sin. Christmas is not a particular day, rather it's living in a new and wonderful way. Christmas is not an event or a specified date over which there is a never-ending debate. Christmas is the gift of God from above, its undying and unending love. If I could give you Christmas, peace on earth and goodwill toward men would be experienced by all without end. If I could give you Christmas, I would free you of your pain and remove from you sin's awful stain. If I could give you Christmas, I would give you love, the agape of God, sent from above. My prayer and my desire for my fellow man is that all would be born again. I would, as Peter and John to the lame man say, look at me, hear what I pray. Silver and gold have I none, but I introduce you God's only Son. And you, this Christmas celebrate, I pray you will not hesitate to receive the greatest gift ever given, the gift that can only come from heaven. It's my prayer that during this Christmas season, you would fully know the season's true reason. Hallelujah. I wrote another poem, and I want to read it, because it's the condition of much of the world. Christmas rejection. What a wonderful time of the year. Decorations, festivities, gifts, and cheer. Family gatherings, feasts, mistletoe, and snow. Music fills the air, and warm greetings everywhere you go. Christmas is a reminder of God's greatest gift from above. Jesus was born a sign of God's unfathomable love. As I lay on my bed while others were sleeping, I had a vision of the Heavenly Father weeping. Before him stood Adam, the very first man, the forbidden fruit in his hand. Adam had been given the abundance of life, and for him God created the perfect wife. Yet rather than in obedience follow God's plan, Adam rejected that perfect plan. Why is it so hard for man to believe? Why is he so easy to deceive? The words from the Father, "What more must I do?" broke my heart as Adam, in his obedience, withdrew. The scene fast-forwarded like a blur I saw in the wilderness with Moses, Joshua, Aaron, and Hur. From Egyptian bondage, Israel had been set free, a demonstration of God's power and love for all to see, a cloud by day and fire by night to protect and guide, yet they were never satisfied. They were being led to the promised land, a heaven on earth given by God's own hand. The strong arm of the Lord did provide forgiveness, provision, and healing promise if they would, in obedience, abide. To God they would not be true, and my heart broke as I heard him say, "What more must I do?" Again, the hands of time moved with a blur, and in Bethlehem there was quite a stir. The heavenly host appeared in the sky, and God's greatest gift was in a stable nearby. Peace on earth and goodwill to all men. Salvation had come, and life without end. As I watched the historic sight, I heard the announcement ring out in the night. My heart was stirred, and by God's incredible pain became clear. Christmas in the flesh. Salvation was here. God's plan became clear. Christmas in the flesh. Salvation was here. God's Christmas gift would be nailed to the tree. Salvation had come for you and me. In his own image, God created man, sent his only begotten Son with salvation's plan. Christmas gift, salvation, purchase price is ours today if we will believe, trust, and obey. What more must God do for man to believe, and his perfect salvation man to receive? Christmas is not a date in time. To make it so is a mortal crime. Christmas is every day in Christ we trust and obey. There is nothing more that God must do to bring salvation to me and you. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Father, help us to appreciate the gift you gave of your only begotten Son that would come to earth, born of a virgin, that would live a simple, sinless life, that would endure the suffering and the shame, the stripes in his body for our healing, the crucifixion on the cross for our salvation, the payment for our sin, that he would rise from the dead and ascend to the right hand of the throne of heaven and there make intercession for us until that time that he comes to receive us unto himself. So I pray on this Christmas day, on this Christmas season, that any that are hearing me now that are lost will look up, repent of their sins, receive your most precious gift. I ask that in the wonderful, glorious name of Jesus. Amen. As you celebrate Christmas this year, I pray that God will help you remember the reason for the season. God bless you. See you again next week.
Well, thank you for being with us on Covenant Life Ministries broadcast. This is Roy Beard. I have two blogs that I write, roybeard.com and royscovenantcorner.wordpress.com. If you'd like to contact me at Covenant Life Ministries, clm.texas@yahoo.com, and I'll be glad to respond to you. Be glad to help you in any way I can. God bless you, and we will look forward to seeing you next week. Go with God, and He will go with you.